It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere, great staff as well. Really are. Rob and all the staff in the Oasis Bar and Grill, just tell them Adrian and Jeremy and Katie told you to pop in. And then you might get barred, but then don't worry about it. Anyway, welcome to Opinions Matter. We got a message over the weekend, in fact, late last week, from one of our listeners that we're calling Denise. Now, Denise isn't actually her name. We're going to be talking to Denise in a moment, and we have disguised her voice, and it'll all make perfect sense why we have disguised her voice when you hear the story that she has to tell. I'll paraphrase this story, Katie. Well, you know the story, obviously, but I'll paraphrase the story. Denise is with her boyfriend, couple of months, 5-6 months, and they're talking about maybe moving in together, and they had a, you know, a heart-to-heart at the weekend. We need to progress our relationship now. Next stage is moving in together, see how that goes. And he more or less said, yeah, that's fine by me. I'm up for that.
Except
I've something I need to tell you.
I'm a homosexual.
Well, no, that's not what he said. That's not what he
okay.
said. He said, I need to tell you something before we make that commitment. And I really want to make that commitment. I really want to move our relationship to the next level. Yeah.
But I'm a homosexual.
No, that's not what he said. Stop reading something into something he didn't say. Mm-hmm. What he said was, and we're going to be talking to Denise in a second. What he said was he wanted to come clean. He wanted to own something that he had done in his past that she doesn't know about, but he feels she needs to know about it before they move their relationship on. Okay. So basically, what he admitted to her late last week was that he had a one-off, one-night gay fling with one of his mates. And
he's a homosexual.
That's not what he said. That's not what she's saying either, believe it or not. He had a one-night gay fling with one of his mates. Yeah?
I haven't actually got to hear this interview. I asked you to send it to me on Saturday night after you recorded, and you didn't. So and I tried to ring you twice about it.
Okay, so I actually spoke to this lady, Denise, on Saturday evening. I recorded the interview at home. And the reason I did is she went on holidays yesterday, so she's actually out of the country today. And she, interestingly, she's not on a holiday with him. She already had a pre-arranged holiday with her one of her relatives, her sister or her cousin or whatever. I don't know exactly who she's gone away with, but mm-hmm. she's gone away. And that's why we recorded the interview on Saturday evening. Anyhow, blah de blah de blah. Denise's fella told her on Saturday, or late last week, I recorded the interview on Saturday, that he was at a stag, got a bit drunk. Him and his mate were sharing an Airbnb, and one thing led to the other, and they ended up with each other, basically.
As you do.
What do you mean, as you do?
As every straight man does at some time in his life.
Stop being so sarcastic. He admitted that he had done something that she needs to know about. Now, my heart tells me fair play to him. That's a decent bloke. He's come clean. He's putting his cards on the table, and he's saying, this is me. This is what I've done. It was a one-off. I'm not gay. And she actually believes that he's not gay.
Okay, tell me something. You've obviously been in the company of a lot of men.
Obviously, yeah. Mm.
You've obviously probably stayed in rooms with men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on occasion, yeah.
Have you ever found yourself having sex with said men?
No, not today. Not today's, no.
Oh,
well, never say never. Never say
never.
There's
my podcast liner for the day. Adrian Kennedy admits to being gay live on air.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, I never have. But the point I'm trying to make is here's a guy. They're on the piss. They end up in a room together, and they basically decided to experiment
Look,
with each
fair
other.
Fair play to him for telling the truth.
That's exactly
right.
My point.
No.
That's the end of the conversation.
Well, no, not really. Fair play to him for telling the truth, but I think he needs to face facts that if he's not gay, he is at least bisexual.
No, he dabbled once.
Dabbled.
I'll give you an example. When I was younger, I smoked one or two joints. I dabbled. That doesn't
don't compare smoking a joint having sex
well,
with
I actually am. So I'm not a drug user. I smoked a couple of joints when I was younger. Does that make me a ridiculous comparison?
Everybody can
a stoner? No, it doesn't.
No, that's a total.
It's not really
ridiculous.
I experimented with it.
Ridiculous comparison.
Hang on, I experimented with it. I didn't like it. It didn't work for me.
Okay, but I moved on.
I was able to leave it in the past.
To get to that point with somebody, you obviously have to have some level of attraction to them. I would think anyway. I wouldn't be able to be with somebody I wasn't attracted to, which means. I would assume that it's the same for other people. I'd like to think so.
Well, let me turn this on its head then.
Okay, turn it on its head.
And a bloke finds out from his girlfriend in the exact same scenario. We're thinking of moving in together, but look, I have something to tell you.
By the way, as Martin says, you don't need a hard-on to smoke a joint.
You don't need a hard-on. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, no, I take it.
It has a point.
Anyway, sorry, if this was a complete role reversal and it was her telling him that she had been with a woman on a drunken hen night in wherever and they ended up sharing a bed together and...
By your gay herself, but it's probably...
It wouldn't.
Because it's a turn on for men. I would think that
That's my point.
I would think that most women don't find that a turn on. Whether maybe some women are neutral about it, but I don't think any woman would find that attractive. I wouldn't find that attractive. That would be a no for
maybe,
me.
Okay, so again, turning it on its head.
And by the way,
most men, if they found out that
I just want to preface this by saying this isn't an anti-gay topic. This is not about the topic of people being gay. This is more about sexual preferences.
Yes, absolutely.
One member is possibly bisexual or gay.
But again, I'm asking a question. If it were reversed, nobody or no bloke is probably going to have an issue with his girlfriend having been with another woman in the past.
Because they find it a turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why can't women? Why don't women find it a turn on?
Well, I don't know.
You know, you're obviously not all women, but maybe there are women that do find it a turn on.
I will. If one woman genuinely rings in today and says
that wouldn't bother me at all, I find it a bit of a turn on.
No, that she would find it sexy. Not that it wouldn't bother her. That she would find it sexy and actually more endearing. I won't get paid for today. I won't invoice for today.
Okay. There's a challenge for you.
And please don't do it just to fuck me up, lads.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
The question is, would it bother you?
The question is, would it bother you if you found out that your fella had been with another guy before you met? Now, this is important as well. This wasn't an affair. This wasn't a fling while they were in the relationship together. This was before they met. He had a fling with a guy. A one-night thing. I'm sure they probably woke up the next morning and got, oh, that's a bit awkward. Toe talks. Let's move on, lads.
Look, every woman's different. And for a lot of women, maybe even most women, it might not be a problem. But for me, it would be. I like, you know, I'm single. If I met someone now and he turned around to me and said, you know, I've had sexual relations with a man, it would.
Hang on. There's a difference between sexual relations. I had a one-off thing.
It doesn't matter. Sex is sex. Whether you did it once or did it 100 times, you still did it.
Yeah.
It would be a nick for me. I like a man to be very manly.
Yeah.
And that to me would not, in my eyes, and this is not a slander on gay people, I don't give a shit what anybody wants to do with who, but it would become my business if I were ultimately seeing somebody then who was involved romantically with someone of the same sex.
But no, we're not talking about romantic involvement. We're talking
about
a one-night stand, a one-off thing. That you're going to hear her interview in a second. He basically said, I'm not gay, and she believes him. She believes he's not gay.
I would bet, and I think that most women listening now would think picturing their sexual partner or whatever with another man, I would imagine that would probably, for most people...
But again, I'm going to ask, why is it not the same when roles are reversed? Why do men not find it so...
The male psyche and the female psyche are so very, very different.
Why is lesbian porn the most watched pornography?
Who knows? But I know that for women, I don't think we will find a woman today... And also, by the way, you don't have sex with somebody you're not attracted to even get to that stage. There has to be a level of attraction. There has to be. You just don't just randomly
just
say...
Just horny.
Even at that, you still would want a level of attraction to even go there. Like, it's... I just don't buy it. I don't think it was just dabbling. I think there's more to it than that. I think the fact that he even told her about it would say to me that there's
but
more
let me
to
read
it.
Mark's message just finally before we start taking calls on this. So men are just more accepting and less homophobic than women.
It's not a homophobic
as
thing.
Men will be more okay with a woman having this past, but women seem disgusted.
it's not, I'm not, I wouldn't be disgusted by it. It wouldn't turn my stomach or anything. It would just be a no-no for me. I'm sorry. I want my man to be a man. Mm. Be really manly. And that, the thought of that happening, it would give me the ick.
It's just experimenting. The one-off thing.
But you can't, you don't just experiment with sex unless there's something there underneath it. There's something bubbling underneath that made him want to do it.
Yeah, he was a bit drunk and they're good mates.
Come on. So you've been drunk around men plenty in your life. Have you ever thought, geez, I think I'll have sex with you for the crack?
No, I haven't, no. Never say never. That's exactly my point. No, that's...
Adrian Kennedy.
No, all I'm trying to say is, like, don't be so judgmental.
It's not judgmental.
Shit happens.
It's not judgmental, but, like, I think it's up to this woman herself if she wants to continue the relationship. If it's enough to be an issue for her, then it's her right to walk away. I would walk away. It wouldn't be for me.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you. Our number is 085-825-2626. Would you feel this? Well, actually, this lady, and you're going to hear her now in a second, she's not overly, she's confused. She doesn't really know what to do here. Let me bring in Darren on this.
Even if my friend was an UK glazius, the thoughts of writing would make me get sick. He is gay. It's as simple as that.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Now, the lady's name is Denise. And as I said, I spoke to Denise on Saturday evening. I recorded this at home. And the reason I did is she was going on holidays yesterday and she's now away. So I interviewed her on Saturday evening. And firstly, Denise isn't her real name. Secondly, we have disguised her voice at her request because she doesn't want to be identifiable. And it's understandable. So... this is Denise, and I asked her to explain to me what she had found out from her boyfriend.
Well, to be honest, I'm still reeling from it. So we were having dinner. He invited me over, and he was cooking for me a lovely night. We're having a glass of wine, and we were talking about, you know, we'd been talking the last couple of weeks about moving in together, because we're together 5 months, nearly 6 months, so we're at that next stage. Sorry, I don't want to start crying now in the middle of this. But he told me that he'd something to tell me. Now, I thought he was going to turn around and tell me that he has kids or something, which I would have been pissed off about because he hadn't told me till now, but I would have been able to get over it. But what he told me was that he, at the end of last year, just before we got together, that he was on a stag do in Prague and he was staying with one of his mates in an Airbnb. And basically, they were locked, and one thing led to another, and they ended up basically having sex and playing around. Now, he didn't get into what the playing around was, and to be honest, I was too nauseated to even ask, but I will let you read between the lines on that one. You can only imagine.
Okay, so himself and his mate, a little bit drunk, they end up fooling around with each other. So... this was before you had even met, was it?
Yeah, it was a couple of months before we met. So we met like the start, just like earlier this year, around the start of the year. And it was around January, February. I can't remember exactly, but it was about between 5 and 6 months ago. But this happened before Christmas. I think it was November, he said. I wasn't, to be honest, the whole thing, like the whole conversation is even a blur. I think I just was sitting there like, I thought he was joking. Like, I started laughing. I was like, ah, you're so funny. And then he was like, no, I'm actually being deadly serious. So I told him I need time to process this. I said, this is a lot of information to take in. So I got a taxi home because obviously I was having a glass of wine. I wasn't driving. And like, I just, in the taxi the whole way home, like I was just And the taxi driver, if he's listening, he'll know this. And I never actually got to say thank you. So if he is listening and knows, he'll know that it was him. Because let's face it, this doesn't happen very often, I wouldn't say. But I just want to say thank you because he was so lovely. He pulled over and he sat with me for a minute because I was just so, so upset. It was just such a crazy thing to hear. I still can't believe it.
Okay, so what you heard was that your fella, with one of his mates, drunk, on a stag weekend, ended up fooling around in a gay way with one of his mates. But he also told you that he regrets it and that you've nothing to worry about.
Yeah, so I asked him, I was like, are you gay or bi? I said, and he was like, no, I'm not bi and I'm not gay. I don't fancy men. And I believe him in what he's saying that he doesn't. I do believe that. But I just can't get over that it happened. And it's really, I don't know if I can move past it. Like this guy, I really like, I'm sorry, I'm going to start crying. Sorry, I just need a minute. I really like this guy. Like, you know, as far as I was concerned, like this was it. I'd met my man, like no more shitty first dates and kissing frogs, like this was it. And now this whole thing, I just don't know if I'll ever be able to look at him the same way. Yeah, I do love him and I care about him, but will I ever be able to be intimate with him again? I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to go over this. And he's been ringing me and texting me and he knows I'm processing it. And I have been talking to him briefly, like, because obviously things are a bit weird at the moment in my head. But I think, like, I've only spoken to one person about this. Just one person, and that's my sister. And she thinks that I'm making a big deal out of it, that it's not like he's raped anyone or he's gone to prison for sexually assaulting someone or being a paedophile. But it doesn't matter. To me, it's just like, I don't want to think of my fella, my boyfriend, or the person that I'm potentially going to marry having had sex with another man. It's just kind of turns my stomach, if I'm honest. Sorry, I'm going to start crying again, but it just turns my stomach.
So let me ask you then, you said you don't believe that he's gay. he's after coming clean and telling you what he did. Is it any of your business what he did before he actually met you? This didn't happen during your relationship.
I know it didn't happen, but it is something that ultimately does affect how I perceive him and how I look at him and how intimate I would want to be with him. I just, this has absolutely shattered my world. And I know people are probably thinking this one's over the top and people are probably listening and like, oh, well, you know, he's not a paedophile and he's not a rapist, but it's me that's going to, you know, be intimate with this guy. It's me that's going to like be, you know, building a life with him. And I don't think I can get over this. I just don't think I can. And I'll always be wondering, even though I believe what he said, that he's not gay, there's a bit of me that's always going to wonder, like, a tiny bit is always going to chip away at my head wondering if he is, and I don't think I'll ever be able to go over that. So I guess what I'm wondering, I'm looking for advice, really. I don't know who else to talk to, so I'd love to get like people's opinions collectively, because anyone I speak to is obviously going to know, and I don't want people to know my story because it's embarrassing as well. Oh, like, you know, she's having sex with the homosexual, because that's what people will say and they'll rip the piss, and I don't want that. I want a proper balanced conversation with people who actually can give advice, genuine advice, without ridiculing me.
Okay, but then finally, if you don't believe that he's gay, if you accept that he had a one-night thing with a male friend, you say, I mean, you described it as he admitted to fooling around, but you know it was more than that. Does it really matter? Like, is your mind not just running away with itself? And maybe it was just a bit of fooling around and not much more than that.
It matters to me because I don't know if I would want to be having sex with someone who's had sex with another man. I just don't. I don't think it doesn't make it attractive. It makes it definitely icky to me. It's just gross. And I'm not anti-gay. I don't have a problem with gay people. I voted yes in the equal marriage referendum, wherever it's called. But I just do not think that I can bring myself to have sex with someone who has done this with another man. The thought of it, honestly, every time I get the image in my head, because I know this friend, I've met this friend before. Like, you know, they don't see each other very often. So, you know, he lives, like, he moved to Brighton. Surprise, surprise. he moved to Brighton last year, so they're not around each other a whole lot, and they don't see each other a whole lot. But the thought of that in my head, whirling around in my head the last week, it's just honestly makes me want to throw up. I've actually nearly thrown up when I think about it.
All right, so that's a lady called Denise, and yes, her voice was disguised. People messaging us saying, is that a bloke? No, it's not a bloke. It's a woman whose voice was disguised, and yeah. So you've just heard her whole story, Katie.
I think she believes him
when he says he's not gay.
I think it sounds like her mind's already made up, and she's probably just coming for a confirmation that she's doing the right thing by walking away. She is doing the right thing. If she's unsure, if in doubt, walk out. It's no point.
Does dabbling not say it all?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's only dabbling. He only gave it a try.
Did
she say there? Because she did say to me off the air. Did she say that he said he regrets it? I don't know if she said it in that interview. She did say it to me. She did say it before we started recording. I thought she said it in that, but maybe she didn't.
I think she needs to walk away. I think her mind's already made up. She's never going to look at him the same way again. And I think it's something that will always be. She said it herself at the end. Always will be in the back of her head. I think most women would be. Yeah, I think most women would say no.
I'm going to ask the question, why is it not the same in reverse?
A straight man doesn't dabble in gay sex. A positively 100% straight man.
You could say the exact same. Again, Katie, you could say the exact same about...
Yeah, but I agree.
But most people would just say, she was only dabbling around.
No, I think even with women...
You've seen girls even like wearing the face off each other just to wind the lads up.
For attention. That's not because they want it.
But I couldn't wear the face off a guy for love nor money. That's the point. No.
A few minutes ago you said you were dying to.
No, when did I say that?
I can't wait to get with a bloke.
No, that's not... What
I 5 minutes ago for anyone hopping on, Adrian admitted to having gay thoughts.
He didn't. All I said was, don't rule it out.
And I asked you, would you ever, and what did you say to me?
Keep an open mind.
No.
Never say never.
I think that if for a bloke to go there, he has to have...
But not for a woman.
And for a woman. Yeah, I think, yeah, especially if they're doing it on their own without it being for the benefit of anyone else. You know the way these attention seekers do? If it's been done behind closed doors, so to speak...
Sasha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sasha?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sasha. What did you want to say on this? Is it possible for this guy to have that one-off fling before he met Denise and leave it there? It was just an experiment and that's the end of that.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I don't see why not. If it was a woman doing that, nobody would bat an eye.
Literally nobody would bat an eyelid. In fact, if we got a message telling of a reverse role story, we probably wouldn't even talk about it because nobody would have an issue with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But what Katie's been saying is she just couldn't get her head around, very like Denise, she just couldn't get her head around the thought that the fella that she's with had been with a guy before. Why do you think that women just find this much harder to cope with?
I don't know. They seem to think that it makes the man less manly or something, but...
And that's more or less what our Katie said. In fact, she said exactly that.
Listen, I don't even like...
You said you want your man to be a man.
It's a regular thing on this podcast. I don't even like men crossing their legs. I don't like men that are... Because I would consider that... And I know it's weird, but I would consider that quite effeminate. I don't like men that are... And some women are fine with it, but I don't... I like manly men. And to me, that would be a little bit of a... It would make me.
So your implication is to be a gay man, you can't be a manly man. There are lots of manly gays.
It's not that. I know there's lots of manly gays, but I think Sasha. Like Sasha just said, it's like I can't explain it. It's the perception to a woman that her man is like a man's man.
It's what?
And the thought of your partner.
Okay, let me ask you another question. And this is I'm going to be quite graphic for a second. Okay. So just bear with me for 1 second. If you found out that your boyfriend, like in this story, 6 months had a fling at a stag weekend with a woman.
Yeah.
And he had anal sex with the woman.
It's a woman. He's been turned on by a woman.
But if he had anal sex with a man, it's an immediate no-go.
That's what you call graphic. I thought you were going to come out with some magic.
No, he has the point is, it's the same act. It's the exact same
but
act.
It's the gender. I don't have a problem with people being gay. I don't give a shit. I don't care in the slightest. But in terms of my attraction towards somebody, I'm not implying gay men aren't manly. I know there are really, really manly gay men. I know there are. But in terms of how I would perceive a partner, it would be an ick. It would be a turn off for me. It would. And that's a personal thing. And I don't want anyone to
But I'm trying to get my head around what the icky part is.
To feel how I want to feel.
If he admitted that he had anal sex with a girl on a stag weekend or whatever, you wouldn't bat an eyelid. But when it becomes a guy that he's having anal sex with...
Are you really making that comparison?
I am making that comparison. Really, because it's the exact same act.
No, it's...
It's the exact same act.
The whole point here is the gender.
Is it though?
I think it makes him seem more manly to be more comfortable in his sexuality to explore these things and not be homophobic towards it.
Would you find it a turn on?
Well, I'm not really into men, but I don't think it would bother me.
There you go. It wouldn't bother her. Stay there for 1 second, Sash, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can't believe what?
I'm very surprised at the amount of women who wouldn't see an issue with it. Like, I just...
It's not like he was... Okay, had he told her a story, I was in a 6-month gay relationship with a bloke, then I'd say, yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Fundamentally, underneath here, I think that this person is bisexual.
Have you never heard of experimenting?
Okay, but...
Trying something once.
Okay. So, well, we're not talking about Italian versus Chinese here. We're talking about...
Excuse the expression. You suck it and see. right? But I'm saying, how do you know unless you try something? And he's tried it, wasn't really into it.
To get to that point, here's the part you're missing. To get to that point where you actually physically bring yourself to do that with someone, you have to be physically attracted. There has to be a level of attraction there.
I don't think so. Some men are able to get a hard on no bother at anything. Literally anything. And if he's at home, or he's with his mate in the room and they're just a bit horny, whatever, just it happened. But you would condemn him for life now.
I think particularly whatever about women being cozy and close and doing it, and I would think with women as well, obviously there's something. But I think that I personally feel that a man who wants to have sex with another man must have some level of attraction to men to want to do that. Let's put it this way. Actually, I don't even know how to word this. If I was on a night out tonight,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at a guy and I said, oh yeah, I'd love to go home with him. Really want to go home with him. He's lovely. Yeah. What would that say about my feelings towards that guy?
Does she fancy him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to get to that point.
No, you're missing the point. These lads ended up in a room together. They're sharing an Airbnb and they were a bit drunk and they just start fooling around. That's all it was experimentation. Well, let's try this.
You experiment with smoking a joint, as you said. You experiment with maybe eating Thai food. Or Chinese food that you would never try before. You don't experiment by sticking your penis into another man, I would say.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, what I'm hearing from Katie and from others is that you can't be a man and experiment with another man unless you're gay. That's really... So this guy is gay. That's it.
Did you ever...
Are you there, Angela?
Did you ever want to have sex with another man?
Sorry, say that again, please.
Have you ever wanted to have sex with another man?
Are you asking me that question?
I'm asking you, yeah.
No, not particularly, no.
But now he said he does want to.
No, I didn't. When did I say that? But what I did say was I wouldn't condemn somebody for just giving it a shot, for trying it out, for experimenting.
You're saying it's experimenting. It's not. It's actually, and in my opinion, it's a very intimate thing. I think it's more intimate for two men to have sex than two women.
How?
It's extremely intimate.
Okay, we'll accept that it's intimate, but my question is, had this guy admitted that he had had a 6-month affair with his mate and they were having sex morning, noon and night for that 6 months, then yeah, this guy is gay. He didn't.
And what's the difference?
It was only
what's
one
the
night.
Difference
and they were,
in doing it once? What's the difference in doing it one night or doing it 10 times?
Once you
it's
can,
like cheating. Cheating is cheating. You do it once or you do it 10 times.
So you believe that this guy, what do you think of this guy? So he admits to his girlfriend, look, this is something that happened before last Christmas, before we met. So somebody actually messaged us a while ago. It was years ago. Get over it. It wasn't actually years ago. It wasn't even a year ago. It was just before last Christmas. So in the winter of 2025. And but it was a one-off thing. It was before he met Denise. And my question is, can you not try something, realize it's not for you, and move on with your life.
No, not when it comes to sex like that. Not when it comes to, no, you can't. You can't do that.
No, you just
know,
can't.
You have to have some kind of an attraction there. It has to be there. And in one sentence, you said that they were drunk and horny. And then in the next sentence, you were like, oh, but sure, you know, he just wanted to try it.
So a comment on Facebook a few minutes ago grabbed my attention. And this person is actually on the line now. He's going to talk to us in a second. But his comment on Facebook was, gay exploration is natural.
And is that not correct?
If you're gay.
No.
He's saying that it's a natural thing for everybody, and I have to disagree.
Have you never?
I've never wanted to be with a woman.
No, me neither.
Okay, and that's fine.
I'm straight.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But
then again, we'll ask you the question, Adrian. Have you ever wanted to explore? Because you just said it there. It's a natural thing.
No, I didn't say it. Kieran is the one who said it. But
you agreed with him. Mm-hmm.
Do I see that somebody is after pigeonholing themselves into a box because of one night of...
But you just avoided Angela's question.
Which was?
You agreed with him.
I agree that there's nothing wrong with experimenting. No, I don't.
You agreed that it's a natural progression, exploration.
No, I say
ever wondered? That's what she asked you.
Have I ever wondered? That's a good question. Have you? Yeah, I probably have.
Well, full respect for Mitnot. I wonder what it'd be like. Jeremy would sit there and say no, even if he did.
Yeah, no, 100%. Have I ever thought about it? Yeah, probably. But have I ever done anything about it? No. End of. Move on. Build a bridge. No?
But why haven't you done anything about it?
Because I just haven't.
Because you're not gay or bisexual or attracted to men.
Correct.
There!
Yeah.
So you're agreeing.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Kieran, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kieran?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Kieran. You were saying, what was the point you were making?
A couple, really, Adrian. Yeah, but the actual point you're talking about, it's perfectly natural for anyone, especially younger people, to experiment in all sorts of things. Forget sexuality. There's 101 things you experiment with. But we're talking about sexuality. Perfectly natural. Experimented with myself. That was almost 40 years ago. Happily, I went on to become happily married, 2 kids, never went near it again. What's the problem?
Well, this is, apparently it is a major problem.
Well, not for me, it's not. And lots of people I know, and if people are being honest with themselves...
Lots of people you know, lots of men you know are having gay sex, but not...
No, I didn't say I had gay sex. I said I experimented with homosexuality.
Okay.
Feelings
okay, so your friends you're talking about... All these people you know. So this is a common thing you notice, is it?
It's a common thing I notice, that if you ask 100 people in the street, have you ever had...
Are you going to gay bars?
No, absolutely not. Never been in one of my life.
No, I'm not talking about you going... are you going to gay bars because I don't think that it's
ask 100 people in the street. Have you ever experimented with homosexuality or lesbianism? Doesn't matter their sex. I guarantee the vast majority say yes. That could be as simple as a thought.
Kieran, how old?
I'm 56.
No, at the time.
At the time, I was 17.
Okay, so you're a teenager, right? So we can make excuses for teenagers. We make allowances for teenagers because hormones and stuff.
That's what most people discover.
I think when you're younger, you're more likely to want to experiment because your hormones, everything is fun and
I'd agree with that to a point.
Okay, but
let's face it, we've all been with, kissed someone as a teenager that later in life you look back and you're like, ugh, what the fuck was I thinking? Or you've all done something with a teenager, you look back and you think, what was I thinking? So we can't blame,
Lose that desire to experiment and see what it's like as we get older? I mean, you're saying it's okay for a 17-year-old to experiment.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. It's okay for anyone to experiment. There's nothing wrong with people experiment. If you want to go out and experiment with a man tonight, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fine.
Necessarily make you gay, is what I'm saying.
I'm not
going to
judge you for it.
But you actually are.
I just wouldn't find it attractive. I wouldn't sit there and be like, oh, gay Kennedy. I don't have a problem with gay people. But from a personal point of view, it would not be something I would find endearing or attractive.
The point that Kieran is trying to make is that you can experiment with something and then go, this isn't for me. This is actually confirmed that I'm a straight man. And now I move on with my life.
Just to go back to Kieran and all the people he knows, are these people in their kind of midlife stage or were they teenagers as well?
Well, friends of mine would have been at the similar age. So
it was all teenagers shagging each other and playing with each other. That's par for the course with teenagers.
Not all teenagers, but I mean, how can you say it's okay for teenagers? That's when you discover where your sexuality is, yeah?
But that's my whole point. Teenagers will just do anything with anyone.
Okay.
Yes, but when you get older...
Grown men and women don't.
Yes, I think if somebody...
But this is where we're going to have to agree to disagree.
A if a man wants to have sex with another man, then he is at least bisexual. It's exactly what gay is.
No. He tried it. It wasn't for him, and he moves on.
If I wanted to have sex with a woman tonight, yeah?
Yeah.
I would be gay.
No, I don't agree with you.
I would...
No.
Yeah.
What, Katie, what if you got to my age and never had sex with anybody? Ever.
Which
and
then you decide.
What does that make you?
Yeah, exactly. And then you go out and decide you want to try gay sex, and you try it, and you say no. And then the following night you try it with a woman, and you're a man, and you loved it. So you can basically, and he would have known long before he had sex whether he was gay or not. Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you, Kieran. Then, do you understand why this lady Denise? Her head is in a spin, basically. Now, she's away on holidays now, so she's a bit of time to think about it. Can you understand why her head is in a bit of a spin over something that happened before she even met him?
No, because I can understand how she would have a lot to think about, but she has to have a conversation with him and say, what does this mean about our future? I don't care what somebody has done in the past.
To his credit,
he was honest, 100%.
He was
honest. That's a big plus for me. If she wants to walk away from him, an honest man, right?
I did say that fair play to him. He did come out and tell the truth.
Yeah, but you did.
If she wants to walk away from that, she's going to end up. She's going to end up lonely because she'll be with. She won't want to be with anyone who has a past. I don't care what somebody has done in the past. It's absolutely irrelevant to me. What I want to know is how it's going to affect our future.
And this guy has said to Denise, "I'm not gay. It's just something that happened."
She
has accepted that she believes he's not gay. Okay, but she just
exactly. So
I don't believe that a man will bring himself to have sex with another man if there's not something there. Laura Bernadette Murray on Facebook says not really sex isn't everything for some people. There are asexual people out there. Yeah, no, there are, Laura, but we're not talking about asexual people. We're talking about people, men, who want to have sex. If you are a bloke and you think to yourself, my God, I want to have sex with another man.
No, Katie, in this instance... of the lads on a stag weekend, they didn't say to each other, oh, I'm dying to have sex with you. It just happened.
Yeah, it doesn't just happen.
Adrian, can I say something else?
Yeah, go on, Kieran, yeah.
Can I say something else? I gave an example on a voice message. I don't know if you heard or not, but I was at a stag party recently where a man, a good friend of mine, had a sex act performed on him from underneath the table, right? Now, he found out later that was a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said, did you enjoy it? And he said, yes, absolutely. But he's not gay.
I absolutely, even Adrian, you're smiling.
No.
Don't even, no.
Hang on, listen to what he's, the point he's making is a blowjob is a blowjob. That's it.
No, I guarantee you most of any straight man listening would say no, they'd rather forgo the blowjob than take it from a bloke.
But he didn't.
No,
but listen to that. He didn't know any different. Isn't that your point?
I can't even engage in this. Sorry, Kieran, that is just the biggest crock I've ever heard in my life, that he enjoyed
it's
it.
True,
but
it's
not
true.
Gay. Well, then he's lying about being gay.
It's absolutely true. He went down the route afterwards saying, okay, it does make a difference that it was. I found out it was a man, but it was exactly the same thing. I still enjoyed it.
No, Jesus Christ. If a man has sex with a man and enjoyed it, he is. He is gay. He is absolutely 100% at least.
This guy didn't know he was after getting a blowjob from another bloke.
And when he found out, he said, oh yeah, well I enjoyed it. He wasn't put off by it. Whereas I'd say...
that makes him gay.
I'd say the majority of men would be like, oh my fucking God, that's... Ugh. I think the most men would be... I can't believe this conversation today. Amanda!
I actually can't believe... I actually can't believe how what's the word?
That's
how conservative
enough.
You
this
are about this.
Podcast that, for me for today.
No, how conservative you are over an issue that, and this is the Ciarán's point. People experiment now. End of. No biggie. Isn't that your point, Ciarán?
It is. Plus, look, my basic point is forget sex. It doesn't matter what somebody has done in the past. It doesn't matter to me. My issue is, what are you going to be from now and the time that we're together? Is this going to be...
Again,
I don't care what they've done.
No,
I don't care if they've been in prison.
And again, to go back to Denise's point, they were having a conversation about moving their relationship onto the next level, and he said, I'm going to tell you everything, and this is what happened before Christmas. You mightn't be happy with this, and it turns out that she's not overly happy with it, but it vindicates his decision. You have to admire him.
That has to be the podcast line of the year. So you know this person, Ciarán, do you?
Which person?
Who had took a blowjob from a man and then said he enjoyed it.
No, he was at the same stag party. I didn't know him. I knew him. He was a friend of a friend.
That has to be the line of the year.
Well,
it has to be. I'm telling you. 2026. A blowjob from a man and admitted to enjoying it but says he's not gay.
Yeah, he's not gay. Why would
you're
he be
even
gay?
Smiling. You're such a shit, sir. I can see by your face. When he said that, you looked at me and I know by your face.
My face should have told you is a blowjob is a blowjob, and if you don't know who's giving it to you, if it's good, then happy days. That's
when you find out after.
It's over. Stay there
the
for a second, Ciarán.
The difference between men and women is unreal.
Yeah, it is,
really is.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Sarah. What did you want to say on this?
There's no way that I would be able to be with someone after that. There's not a hope in hell I'd be able to be with somebody after that. So he's going to want it again.
No, he said he doesn't. It was a one-off.
Yeah, just because he says it doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it.
I gave the example earlier on that I smoked a few spliffs when I was younger. I didn't like them. It was an experiment.
Not the same thing.
It is the same thing. It was an experiment.
That is not the same thing.
Hang on. Am I a stoner today? No.
Oh, what?
It's not the same thing at all.
It is the same thing. I experimented.
So let's do this then. You also had a few drinks and you love a pint.
Yeah.
So there you go. You went back to having more drinks after having one if you want to do that. Want to look at it that way?
No, I don't get that.
It's a bit different though. What I'm saying is it's a bit different. A man, what exactly did he get done? A blowjob?
No, we don't know what happened. They did have sex and they fooled around, so I assume it was something like that. I don't know.
I'm laughing at the tweets that just came in, but this show is bonkers today.
Sorry, go on, Sarah.
There's no way on earth that he's not going to want to do that again. Next will come the thing of, to want to have a threesome.
Sarah, there's no way on God's earth I'm ever going to want to smoke a spliff again because it didn't do it for me.
It's not the same thing. It's like a woman being with a woman. They know where to go with.
So, Sarah, I'm between two lines today for the podcast. You know, when we're doing the podcast, when we edit it after, we like to make a line that grabs people.
Yeah.
Obviously, because we want people to listen to our podcast. So I'll be doing up this stuff after. And I'm stuck between two lines, yeah? So tell me, do I put Adrian admits to wanting to sleep with a man live on air?
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
Well, you did kind of.
No, I did not.
You did.
No, I did not.
That's literally what I heard.
What did you say? What exactly
he
did
said
you
he'd
say?
Be open to
no,
sleeping
that's
with a man.
Not what I said.
It's literally what you said.
No, my exact words were, I don't ever rule it out. That's what I said.
Yeah, but I said, would you ever? And you said, I would never rule it out.
Don't ever rule it out. Don't ever rule it out.
Don't rule it out. Yeah. Don't rule it out.
Nah. No.
And the other line, Sarah, is Adrian says, doesn't matter who gives you a blowjob once it feels good.
Well, so, no, he didn't say that either.
I'm stuck between both of those lines.
The second one.
I didn't say that either. The point I was trying to make, the point that I was trying to make, and the point, Ciarán, you're still there. The point you were trying to make is that you can experiment, and I like somebody messaged there, if you try a cigarette once and don't like it, it doesn't make you
a
smoker.
Is it line number three? Right. Adrian compares smoking
it's
a spliff
different
to gay
though.
Sex.
Like, it's not a kiss that he had with a man. Like, he had, like, let's just say he had an orgasm where he came or whatever. Like, it's not the same thing. Like, I kissed a girl actually at one of you guys' old Christmas parties or wrestle parties for Halloween. That don't mean I'm gay. I've never ever done it again. It'd be different though if a girl went down on me. I'd probably want it again.
No,
you know what I'm saying,
Ciarán, what do you make of the attitude you're hearing here?
it comes down to the I mean, we're concentrating too much on sex, and the way the podcast has gone, I don't blame everyone for leaving it at that. But the basic thing is, they have to have a conversation about their future. I mean, he's done nothing wrong. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. He hasn't broken any laws. He may have broken her morals, but that's a conversation they need to have about their future. He's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. And if you're going to base a relationship on someone who's been very honest and you're going to dump him for being honest, and then you're going to be in trouble, because everyone is entitled to a pass.
And Sarah, I want to go back to something you said a minute ago.
is that the new line, Katie?
Did I just hear what I think I heard you say?
I wanted you to give some competition for the other two lines you're taking from.
First of all, I don't know where he's going saying that. No wonder people are leaving the podcast. This podcast is thriving as fuck.
Yeah, well, there you go. Can I just... Sarah, I just want to make a reference to what you said a minute ago. And that was that you kissed somebody when you were younger, yeah? But that
I kissed somebody in the early 20s. Yeah, was that one of your Halloween parties?
Okay, that's
and
fine.
Oh, which
that
Halloween party?
The name I wanted to go.
Which Halloween party was it? Where were we?
I think it was in the church.
Oh, that was before I started working with the lads.
It was before you started working. Yeah. But anyway, Sarah, a lot of people actually are messaging in to say a kiss is even more intimate than having raw, passionate sex.
Isn't it folk? It is a bit different than having someone's genitals in your mouth or their part of your backside. It's completely different.
I remember speaking to a guy once who had gay sex with another man, but he wouldn't kiss him because he thought that was too intimate.
Oh, that's mad.
Well, that depends on the person. What's intimate for one is run of the mill for the other. So we'd be here all day talking about that, but your past is your past, and that's it. If you can't leave somebody's past behind you, then you're going to have an issue, because everyone has a past.
Absolutely. Stay with me for a second if you can, please, Ciarán. Our number is 0858252626. Let's bring in David on this.
Hey, lads, just want to give you my two cents on this topic today. I'm a gay lad, and I just want to let you know that the amount of men that are on Grindr advertising as discreet or advertising as curious, that they are straight, they say, is astronomical. You guys have no idea the amount of so-called straight men that are out there floating around with women, in relationships, with kids, that will jump on Grindr on a Friday night and look for no strings attached hookups. It's actually astronomical, and I feel that somebody shouldn't even do a documentary or an investigative journalism into it, because you can make a Netflix show out of it. It's actually astronomically hilarious, and it's actually become a running joke in the LGBT community that the amount of straight men that will so-called straight men that will go off with gay lads for one night stands, you have no idea how widespread it is, and it's a lot bigger than you guys think it is. And this woman's husband, or whoever it was, is not the first. And I can tell you from first-hand experience that any girls listening to this podcast today, you better go home and double check with your partner, because I would put my house on it that one in probably three men, at least, have done something with a man. A lot of them won't admit it, because it's all about pride. They won't admit it, and they'll go to the grave with their secrets. But speaking from experience, I'm telling you, the amount of men that have done it is astronomical. Cheers, lads.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I want to go back to David's message that we played a moment ago. Very brilliant message, David. Thanks very much indeed. And basically what he's saying is none of us would actually realise or believe the amount of men who have had secret gay rendezvous with gay men.
Yeah, because they're gay or bisexual.
No, these are men, and by his own admission, men that will take this to their graves with them, because they won't admit it to anybody.
Face their gay thoughts.
No, they just experimented. They're just with men.
This conversation.
Why do you have to be pigeonholed?
Because to be intimate with somebody, I would think there needs to be a level of attraction. And if you're attracted to somebody of
you've
the same
you've heard
sex,
about men are beasts,
well,
men are animals.
I could never, ever, ever, ever touch anybody.
Women are different.
I'm not into. I could,
women are
no
different.
Way.
No women
way.
Are different. Women are different. Men view sex, a shag, a ride, whatever you want to call it.
Maybe women.
Or
have
somebody,
higher standards.
As somebody put it very succinctly earlier on, a hole is a hole when you're pissed.
A hole, any hole is a goal, as they say, but I just think if you want to be with somebody of the same sex, then you kind of got to admit that you're at least bisexual.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Hi, guys.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go on. Yeah, Ed, what did you want to say?
Yeah, so I'm obviously a man, but I'm one of the men that would be that as a disgusting thing. Like, if my woman dated a girl, even if not even dated, if it was a one night stand, no, I wouldn't actually, like, I wouldn't even think about, oh, should I stay with her or not? It would be a bye-bye completely.
So, I'm a little bit lost. What are you trying to say to me? If your girlfriend admitted that she had a one night thing with another woman, what would your reaction be?
I'd leave her.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd leave her. It's just like, you're either gay or you're straight. You can't, like, well, I know there are bisexual, but like, I wouldn't date someone bisexual. And according to your boyfriend, like, he was saying, like, oh, I'm not gay, but I had a shag with a man. You're either gay or you're not gay. Simple as that.
Okay, so you believe that you should be pigeonholed. If you experiment with the same sex, that means you're gay. End of story.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't be, unless if you're bisexual, which is a thing, but you can't be straight and then admit that you're, oh, I had a chat with a man, but I'm not gay, I'm straight.
All right, I want to squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Colm.
I think there might need to be a little bit of humanity in there, because he obviously trusts her and loves her so much. That he wants to be completely honest, which is a very good characteristic to have. And also, he's only a young man. And when you're young, you know, things are different. You might want to try before you buy, or you might want to, you just don't know. People think you're an adult when you're 18 in Ireland. You're not. I think they should bring that up to 25. Some people mature better than others, but definitely don't start making good choices until you're 25 years of age in my book. But I feel bad on the man. He didn't do anything wrong. It's not like he robbed a bank, or he has HIV, or he used to be an intravenous drug user, and now he's telling her, well, would she get the ick then? Sure, he's recovered then. It's in his past, you know. So it's bound to be an interesting topic, but I do believe we should have a little bit of understanding and compassion for that young man, because in this 2026, everything is throwing labels on it, and you're either in a box or you're outside a box. And I think he's done a brave thing by telling that woman, and I think she should really acknowledge that she wasn't with him at the time, so he didn't do anything on her. If anything, all he did was let her in onto what keeps him up at night.
All right, and let me squeeze in one very final message from Jess.
This lad is so deep in the closet, he may as well be in Narnia with Aslan the Lion and the White Witch. Fucking hell. He's a closeted little fruitcake. If you like sex or other sexual activities with the same sex, you ain't straight. You can't go around saying, oh, I'm straight. Doesn't matter if it's one night, 6 months, a year. If you've dabbled, you ain't straight anymore. You're gay. Bye. I just think you're a greedy little man whore then, if you want to say that. But you're not straight. You're far from it. He's just a closeted little fruitcake. And Denise, dump him now. Send him a text message from the pill or wherever you're at saying, good night, God bless, don't want to know you. I want a real man who doesn't like to play hide the fucking sausage.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Jess, for your message.
That's from a homosexual woman.
Yeah.
Call him a fruitcake.
No, but she's basically saying he's gay and that's it. That's really what she's saying. He's gay and that's it. A lot of people don't agree. believe that you can experiment and not pigeonhole yourselves. And that's the, I mean, that's the real point. Just one final message, actually. Is this not the same as a person saying a gay person coming out when they are 20 or so, and before that, they've had sex with straight people before they came out? It happens a lot. A lot of gay girls I know have had sex with men in the past. Is it not the exact same thing?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think so.
Well, I think it is. It's the exact same thing. Anyway, Denise, if you're taking advice from this podcast, the advice from most of our listeners is dump them, get rid of them.
No, actually it's not. Actually, the majority are saying the opposite.
Oh, okay.
So
well, then keep them.
Read the room, Adrian. Actually, if you could open your ears and listen to what's going on the on-air broadcast.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified when we release another episode.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value, and service you can trust.